item note, let's see.
Thank you. Item number 11, Mr. Chair?
Item number 11.
Item 11 is from the Corporation Council requesting authorization to amend the contract with Bigelow Better, Uplama, Olson, and Belit by an additional $100,000 to a total of $375,000 for various legal matters related to labor and employment law.
Good morning, Mr. Brady.
Good morning, Chair, members of the committee. Mark Brady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. Like a summary?
Yes, please.
What you have before you is a request to expand the authorization for the contract for our outside labor council. This contract started a couple of years ago. And as we've used their services, we've come to you and requested additional authorization as needed. As you can see from the memo, they've been involved and remain involved in a number of pieces of litigation on behalf of the county. About a year ago or so, I was here hopeful that this litigation might decline. I don't think it's declined. It may have even increased. And obviously with recent case decisions from the Maine County case, I don't see any prospect that things are going to settle down for a while. This is sort of a guesstimate, to be honest with you, of what we're going to need to get us to the end of the year. I just took an average of what we've been spending and projected it out. Obviously, at any given time, we can get a case come in that needs their assistance and changes the picture. But this is our best guess of what we need to get through the year. Hopefully into early next year. And it is covered by the litigation reserve budget, although it will probably deplete the budget.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question is if this kind of begs serious for the budget, who would maybe just walk with them? I'm sure you probably have some involvement here. Is that, if it's like with our contingency, if this will be paid out of our litigation reserve account? You have input in that, or if you look at guesstimates, you know, next one we're talking about legal fees to an outside corporation council. What is that pot, or how do you figure, or you know, how much are you going to put in this year? And you say, you know, if you like to think things aren't going down, but obviously things have not slowed down as much as you thought. So, whether you know, back Canada going back and forth, how much do we have in the litigation reserve account? Do you know that, or how much are we going to be putting in the budget?
When we looked at this and tried to evaluate the answer to that question, Supervisor, it's our best estimate that what we have left in litigation reserve account after we subtract the other encumbered accounts that are in there for other lawyers and other matters is about $100,000. So, as I said, I think that's what we have left, and this will take care of it.
Okay, and my follow-up question was, maybe have to leak to the budget, but we'd have to look at that, is what normally did you start with this litigation?
That number I don't have off the top of my head.
I believe it's initially about $250,000. And I know for 2013 we are appropriating additional money.
Okay, and I would think that might be, unfortunately, the situation we have. We have the Milwaukee Deputy Sheriff's Association, a lot of suits against the county and the sheriff.
No, I don't.
We see, and the next one coming up, again, we're going to outside the boss of Mr. Whitcomb's boss, also, absorbing. So I guess that's the concern I would have. Whatever we put in, it looks like we might have to put more in, unfortunately. And I guess Cam also said that that's a little bit, so. And I move to the other thing.
Supervisor Pillen.
I was in here in 2010. How long is this contract for with Bigelow Better?
I don't believe it had an initial term. It started on one particular case and then got expanded to additional cases. My expectation would be that because it's been in effect for about 3 years now, 2.5 years, that at some point in the next couple of years we would be required to RFP the contract if we still need those services. So general rule of the county is approximately 5 years before you RFP a contract.
We have a motion for approval for...
Yes, ma'am.
Supervisor Skinner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The seven cases, are they any of them pending, or are they all settled?
Chairman, Supervisor, the first case listed is resolved. The other ones are all pending.
What about the furlough day? Is that resolved?
No, it's not, and I'll be discussing that with you later in the meeting.
Okay. All right. I guess you discussed it there, but I don't know the G4S temporary bailiff contract. I don't know what that's about, so I'm sure that's pending. That's litigation, so we're going to discuss that later. So.
Thank you,
Mr. Grady. With your discretion, please.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I can answer that question. There are actually two things related to that issue. The sheriff earlier in the year moved to privatize some bailiff services in the courtrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And the Deputy Sheriff's Association went to court and got a temporary injunction to halt that. And that lawsuit is still pending. I'm handling that lawsuit myself. At the same time they did that, they also filed a prohibited practice complaint in front of the Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission, which is pending and is being temporarily held in abeyance while the lawsuit goes on. But we did assign that to the outside counsel because of their expertise in handling matters before the commission. That relates to a sheriff initiative that was at least temporarily halted by the courts.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion for approval for item number 11. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisor Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to approve, 9-0.
Thank you. Item number 12.